The Rays and the Yankees at the Trop on Saturday. Corey Dickerson has been red hot as of late, and Masahiro Tanaka would find that out the hard way as Dickerson leads things off for the Rays.
High fly ball back into left center field. Ellsbury on the run, and that one is gone! Home run for Corey Dickerson. Rays break out in front.
One out, and that'll bring up Evan Longoria.
He's swinging a drive to deep left field. Gardner turns and looks, and Longo has hit it out. A solo home run for Longo, and the Rays have scored in every inning. They lead the Yankees 3-1.
First and third, nobody out. It's Corey Dickerson.
Swing and a long drive way up into the air. Out of sight to right field and off the video board. What a shot for Dickerson. A three-run homer. It's 6-3 Rays. Wow.
So the base is full again.
Ground ball up the middle. Off the glove of Castro. One run is in. Here comes Kiermaier. He's going to score. The Rays get two out of that.
And now Joe Girardi's going to cover up home plate, and he's going to get kicked out of the game.
Rays pick up the 9-5 win as Corey Dickerson turns in his sixth career multi-home run game and is batting .431 in his last dozen games. Aaron Judge, meanwhile, reaches 15 home runs in his 38th game. That is tied for the third fastest by a rookie in baseball history. Kevin Cash was certainly pleased with the performance of the offense against Masahiro Tanaka, as the Rays skipper shared his thoughts after a 9-5 win over the Yankees.
Good win. Another good win. Good crowd today. It was packed, seemed to be packed. A lot of energy in the stadium. Corey Dickerson continues to stay on fire. A lot of guys played a big role in the offense today. You know, as far as Matt's concerned, I thought he battled. We talked about it kind of before the game. When you see him get into a good routine early on, that's when he has his best outings. But we couldn't get that shutdown inning to really separate the game till I don't know what it was, a fifth or sixth inning, whatever it was. But still a good performance that, you know, gave us a chance to win the game.
Tommy Lane hit Corey Dickerson in the fifth, and then Andrees hit Judge in the sixth. How'd you see it?
Looked like two balls got away. That's about it.
We saw you talking to the umps after Andrees was ejected. What'd you say to them?
I mean, I didn't know. Just making sure no warnings had been issued. I know that umpire really well. He's trying to do a good job. He felt that it was time for Matt to go, and that's the decision he went with.
Longoria is, after going 0-13 in a stretch in Cleveland, yep. You know, he really has seemed to have gotten his strike zone back.
Yeah, he looks good. I mean, obviously he had a four-hit night yesterday, and then today the big home run. I mean, he's even, you know, a couple line drives. He looks really good at the plate. Look, Longo's too good of a player to be quiet for too long. And, I think he's probably zoned up a little bit more, not expanding out of the zone, and that's probably what has allowed him to get those big hits.
Cash, you guys seem to have a good approach against Tanaka. What do you focus on?
Well, I don't know if that's necessarily true. I mean, he's really tough. I know we've had some success this year, but there's been a couple years now that he's gotten us. I think today, you know, for the most part, it was try to get the ball up. I mean, he's so good at the bottom of the zone. Saying that, Corey Dickerson probably hit a pretty good pitch, that kind of a pitcher's pitch, but that's how locked in Corey is at the plate. But, I mean, the key is to get him up in the zone, because if you try to, you know, chase him below, he's going to keep going there, and it's tough to elevate anything there.
Even Corey looked so focused there. I mean, that ball was down, but he was hunting down, you could tell.
Yeah, I mean, look, well, he's hunting a lot right now and having a ton of success. So, you know, for the way he's locked in at the plate, you probably throw that approach out the window, just knowing that he's seeing everything right now. But I like the way the guys went about it, the rest of the lineup, for sure.
Alex mentioned the start by Andrees, but to get three innings out of Whitley, yeah, is efficient. And then, of course, Jumbo, it seemed like his slider seemed to be working really well today.
Whitley picked us up big. I mean, that's kind of the role that, you know, ideally we'd like to see him pitch in. It hasn't always worked that way, simply because we needed some shorter length, you know, not so much length. But today it worked out really well. And then Jumbo to come in against the lefties right there to basically, you know, avoid Colomay getting in the game, that's big. That sets us up for tomorrow, and we should be fine in the bullpen.
So basically it's the home plate umpire's prerogative to determine intent?
Yes.
And you could argue, but only to a certain degree. There's nothing you can do at that point?
No.
What'd you think of Joe's little show?
It was good.
Reminds you of Lou at all?
Kevin, your catchers, Derek Norris and Jesus Sucre, their offense, what are you seeing from them right now, specifically here in May, the job that they've
done? They're getting big hits for us. They're really coming through with guys on base. They're playing a role in the lineup, and that's been nice to see. Both of them, Suki, every time he comes up there, it seems like somebody's in scoring position. And from the road trip to now, he's really coming through in a big way. Dino's had some really solid at bats here over the last 3 weeks. So we love the contributions that we're getting out of them, and they're both doing a good job behind the plate also.
Kevin, what is the team showing you, the way they come through this road trip, then come home, won these two games, and even today kind of staying focused and composed when there were some extracurricular things going on?
Yeah, I mean, look, I think this team has shown throughout the course of the year that they believe they're a good team. I mean, we all got to play our role, but they're very confident. I think the road trip, when we left our last homestand, I don't think there were too many happy people getting on the flight. And they moved past that and played really complete baseball, really, won games. I mean, winning helps a lot. And to come in, this is a I don't know how big of a series any series is in mid-May or towards the end of May, but obviously you're playing against New York, who's in first place, and you want to play well, and that's what we've done.
Corey Dickerson has been swinging a red-hot bat over his last dozen games and tormented Masahiro Tanaka with a multi-homer game, the sixth of his career. Dickerson spoke to the media after the game.
Yeah, Andrew started the game, great tone. We just kind of followed. We had a good approach. I think we all had a good approach tonight and just put good at-bats together, and it worked out.
You have been so locked in, to say the least. First inning, leadoff home run on an 0-2 pitch. Then in the fourth inning, a three-run home run. Take us through, what's your approach been right now?
I've just been trying to get a good pitch to hit, honestly. Been really trying to relax. Sometimes when I put pressure on myself or try to do too much, that's when I miss pitches, and it's hard to do that at this level when you miss the pitches you need to hit. And I try to get in good counts and look for the ball out and over and just react if it comes in, and have good at-bats.
Want to ask you about the fifth. You were hit by a pitch thrown by Tommy Lane. The crowd here at the Trop was extremely upset. What did you think about it?
I wasn't expecting it, so I didn't really have time to really think about it or anything like that. I just wasn't happy that it was close to my head. That's unfortunate, but it's okay that he hit me, and I just took my base.
With an opportunity to sweep the Yankees, Chris Archer on the mound tomorrow, how do you like the prospect of that?
I just like the energy Archer brings. He picks us up every day that he goes out there, and we try to do the same for him, and we're excited to play behind him tomorrow.
Matt Andrews was tossed from the game in the sixth inning after hitting a batter after turning in five innings of five-run ball. Andrews spoke about a very eventful day at the Trop.
I felt great. They made a couple of mistake pitches, or they hit some good pitches there for home runs early in the game. But, overall, I felt like I had some pretty good stuff going. Gave our team a chance to win, and we came out with a W.
Sixth inning, the hit, you hit Aaron Judge. Just take us through what happened there.
I was just trying to go inside. That was it.
How surprised were you to get ejected?
I was pretty surprised. I didn't know there was no warnings or anything like that. So, I was just going about my business the right way. And just making a pitch inside, and that was it. I was very surprised to see that.
Did you get any explanation?
No, I just asked him. I was like, am I gone? And he said, yeah, that's it. You're out of here.
And Judge just basically, just went to first, so he didn't make anything of it either.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised.
Matt, you're focused on just doing your job, but what's it like when you're on the mound and the offense, your Rays offense, is producing like they were tonight?
Oh, it's great to see. Makes pitching a lot easier, a lot more comfortable. When they're putting up runs every inning, gives the pitcher all that much more confidence. So, unfortunately, today was kind of a day where I could have gone deeper in the game, but, that sequence of events that happened there in the sixth inning kind of derailed that. But, it was great to see a lot of run support and came away with the win.
What
What if the team showed you the way you guys kind of played on that road trip and then came in here and beat the Yankees 2 days in a row and obviously with some extracurriculars today?
I mean, we got some fire. We're playing with some fire right now. Our pitching and hitting is all clicking at the same time. Bullpen's doing a great job of, you know, putting in some crucial innings late. And I think we're all just clicking on the same time. So it's good to see. Hopefully we can keep it rolling tomorrow with Arch on the mound.
You can tell, too, you guys have each other's back, right? One of those, it's a very tight team.
Yeah, I mean, we have a real tight-knit group here. We play with some fire, and, you know, we're not the big-name team, but, we got to make a name for ourselves somehow. So I feel like we're kind of doing that now.
It doesn't seem like you're backing down anybody.
No, absolutely not. I mean, we're just trying to go out there and put together some quality ball games. And, the AL East is pretty tough, so we're going out there fighting day at a time.
The Rays send Chris Archer to the mound on Sunday as he opposes CC Sabathia.